This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To you. That sounds musical or not. DJV program on the air for Thanksgiving 2018. It's Thursday, the 22nd of November, and as is the usual case and has been for the past 30 years, on Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July, you name the holiday, this is the only nationally syndicated program that is actually on the air live. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer, where'd she go? She's at Jeff's house, and she didn't want to wake him up. Victoria Keelan's on the beach, and it's cold on the beach.
Oh,
Kara's chilling. It is 12 degrees on my farm.
I just
went out. 12 degrees.
I didn't even look to see what it is here yet. Oh.
This is January, late January weather. Thanks
22
a lot.
Here. Wow.
Yeah, okay, it was the heat wave.
Lots of wind. I know. Lots of winds
wind.
Today, too. That's going to make the parade, if you're watching the parade, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on TV, you will see lots of frigid people and balloons flying lower than normal and lots of wind because it's 25 to 30 mile an hour winds. So that's a lot.
Let's talk about
even colder.
During the day today, what we have to be thankful for sure. It's corny, some people say, but I've always found it to be very rewarding and refreshing to hear from people about what they are thankful for and what they're thankful about. You can share those with us at 888, those ideas. 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684 to talk to Kara and Victoria and Doug on Thanksgiving Day. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, or we're all on Twitter. At Doug Steffen, at Kara, at C. Schillen, S-H-I-L-L-E-N-N, and On Air Victoria is the handle Victoria has on Twitter and Instagram, at On Air Victoria. What do you have today that you want to talk about being thankful for? Showing appreciation, maybe, is the better part of valor here for all those people who have done great things in your life for you, not just today, but it's a great time for reflection. I find the next month, I always am in a very reflective mood. But that's not to say we aren't going to all pack on the pounds starting today. There are lots and lots of people eating lots and lots of food. Let's see. Next, what is Friendsgiving? What do you take that to mean?
Thanksgiving with your friends instead of your family.
Ah, okay. Huh. Friendsgiving. I guess what happens when you combine the two of them, though? Friends and family. Is there a way?
Well, that's very rare, isn't it? Yeah. Most of Thanksgiving is family.
Family stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Unless so Friendsgiving can be the week before or the weekend before.
Yeah.
Anytime, really. Or sometimes it's even, you know, the day after.
Yeah.
On Friday night when everyone's around.
Think about that when you're thinking about sharing some thoughts with us at 888-302-3684. If you're by, there are people who are by themselves today. It's not, well, I was going to say it's sad, maybe it's sad, it's just the way it is with some people. They don't have friends, don't have family. Those are the people to whom we speak, to whom we minister, if you will. Hanukkah comes up next week, I think, doesn't it? It's December 2nd.
December 2nd, yeah.
2nd,
I think a week
and
a half.
Right. And then there's Christmas, all the parties between Hanukkah and Christmas, then New Year's, all the food. So we eat more than we usually do. We gain weight, and then we don't lose it as we ought to. So the average American will I just find this fascinating that people are so willing, if you will, to share how they do pack on the pounds, because that's really what they do. And I probably should talk about Calitrin a little bit here as well, because a great way I have found that if you are take a preemptive move, a preemptive strike on the weight, people say, ah, that's no fun. Well, that's not necessarily true. You will eat a lot of food today, lots of calories, especially on Thanksgiving Day, because the gravies are heavy, and the desserts are heavy, and the drinks are heavy, and the snacks are heavy. So then that's what starts the trend, and the average person uses or is eating 619 calories extra a day from now through New Year's.
Holy so crap. Every day?
Every day.
Wow.
So the average, like you would, I think most women, the average need is about 2,000 calories a day, isn't it? Seems to me it's like that. Men, 2,400. Men, for whatever the reason, need more calories than women do. I think it's that somewhere in there. So if you have studied any of this, a lot of dietitians say that's because there's more food around. And, yeah, the opportunity is there. So, and frankly, what adds to the diet or adds to the desire to in your diet, because the word diet doesn't mean losing weight. The word diet refers to what you eat. What's in your diet? Diet is more of a strong, the meaning is stronger there, the real original meaning of diet. So more food around to eat, and because we're more stressed, especially today, if you are in circumstances where you have to be with people who don't agree with you in the family, whatever dad says, I don't agree with them, mom and the whoever. Normally speaking, Kara, on Thanksgiving you go to your folks' house, right, or you go to your sister's house? Where do you go?
It kind of varies every year. So this year it's just going to be me and my parents, but normally we go to my grandfather's or an uncle and aunt's, and so we've got me and my parents and my sisters and then some other relatives around. But, yeah, we all bring a dish and we all eat a lot.
So do you get along with both your parents when it comes to important things? When you talk about stuff, do you all kind of, even if you disagree, do you disagree pleasantly? You don't have any issues with your parents, do you?
Yeah, we're normally pretty good at discussing stuff. I don't really have any big disagreements with them. I talk to my mom more about that stuff. My dad's kind of quiet on all political issues because he doesn't really enjoy talking about it. I think he thinks it's all stupid. Or he's just, I don't know.
Most of it is.
He's just not into it. But he is, you know, pretty, I guess, progressive or agrees with me on a lot of stuff. And if he doesn't, then I make him agree with me.
Well, he's a union guy. And union guys, that's where they're at most of
it. I thought your dad was on the more conservative side, though,
well,
Kara, right?
Yeah, I mean, not to talk all about their political beliefs, but my dad is technically a registered Republican.
Yeah.
But he works for the state. So I don't know. It's up in the air. He's kind of, I guess maybe he's like you, Doug. He's not necessarily typical on what people would think he agrees with politically. Yeah. So
I think your father and I probably get along. We have similar, there are some things that we might, you know, background-wise, we've had probably a rough and tumble. I'm going to guess he had a pretty rough and tumble childhood, and it made him a little stronger.
Well, I don't know if I would say that. I mean, he grew up with a very loving family. He lost both of his parents fairly early on, so that might be similar. But, yeah.
But he's always had to work? I'm guessing he's always had to work.
Yeah, he's worked pretty hard since he was 18 or younger than that. So it's, but I think I'm very lucky in that I've always had a very loving family, and even when we're with aunts and uncles, there's never been that, you know, everyone talks about having the drunk uncle or the family member that everyone argues with. We don't have that, and that's never been a factor of my Thanksgiving, which I'm very thankful for, because everyone talks about that, and I always
they overemphasize it.
Yeah, I always look forward to holidays. There's never a part of holidays that I don't look forward to.
Good.
I think a lot of women especially sometimes dread going to holiday functions because there's always like a busybody aunt like, why are you still single? Or when are you having kids? And they ask like the most invasive questions. I don't have anybody like that in my own family, but I have friends that go through that and they do dread holiday gatherings when it's not immediate family that's the problem, but it's sort of the extended family, you know, who I guess feel entitled in some way to just ask very personal questions. Even though they see you once a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are, in your case, this is what, the second year you've been married, but you've been with Lewis for how many years?
Oh, how long have we been together?
Forgotten already.
Five and a half? Six-ish? six.
This is the second Thanksgiving, though, that you've had, right?
That we've been married, yes.
Yeah, right, yeah. And so a lot of times there are, in terms of, especially first Thanksgivings for couples, they don't really know the families that they married into. Sometimes you really need a...
That's tough.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, it can be very difficult for... there's almost a survival mode, and that's what creates the stress that we're talking about with a lot of people. So that's
and sometimes even after you get to know the family, you're in survival mode.
Right.
It's not you know, the initial shock. It's sometimes that never goes away. And, you know, unfortunately, that's sometimes just the way it is with in-laws, you know.
Yep. It's a study of college students suggesting they gain more than a pound on the average Thanksgiving holiday. That's what makes the traffic... And more people traveling who are in school, that's the biggest lot, the single biggest individual lot of travelers from Tuesday. Some schools let out for the whole week. Some schools on Tuesday night, students are going home for the weekend. They go back on Sunday. And that's, I remember doing that my first year in Heidelberg. I'd never flown before. And I was missing, I don't know what I was missing. I just was missing home. So I came home. I remember getting on an airplane, an American Airlines 707 from Cleveland to Boston, and I was scared like you wouldn't believe. Never been on a plane. And I got on the plane and sat down. I was close to the back of the plane, and as the plane took off, I remember looking
out. Did you white knuckle it the whole time?
I looked out the window, and I thought, this was it. I would never be on the ground again. And he got up in the air. It was a smooth flight. It only lasted an hour and 10 minutes. It was cool. I thought, hey, this is pretty cool. So I that's when I started to fly and begin to enjoy it. And I have flown millions of miles since then and pretty much enjoyed almost, I mean, there are probably half a dozen flights I've taken that go down in history as a horror show. But generally speaking, even that Thanksgiving, the plane was packed. You could still smoke in the planes then.
Oh, boy.
And that was not a pleasant experience. But other than that, it was just kind of, it was neat. So lots of things to think about for Thanksgiving. Going back to 1621, we'll cover as much as we can. Feel good about exchanging with us your thoughts, etc. 888-302-3681 or the email that I gave you to Doug at DougStephan.com or our Twitter accounts. You can Twitter to at DJV Show as well. So as long as we're talking about all this eating and stuff, and I suggested a few moments ago that we would blend in a conversation about Calitrin because it is such a fabulous way for you to maintain your weight, lose the weight, and the preemptive strike. If you're going to be, as I just described, the average American today, eating all those calories and putting on all those pounds, you don't want to have that lasting weight gain that also we were talking about. So for the next 6 weeks, why don't you do yourself a favor, a turn? Why don't you go online to toploss.com and order Calitrin, the most natural way for you to lose weight and keep it off that there is in America. Promotes healthy, lean muscle and weight loss. That's how you lose. You push the fat out with the collagen. That's the main ingredient in Calitrin. And, I mean, I've told you this story before, but it's worth mentioning that you take the Calitrin capsules at bedtime and you go right to sleep, right to bed. And then within the first hour, hour and a half or so, your body starts to go through that rejuvenation process, repair, regrowth. And that's when Calitrin works with your body's natural repair system to regrow that muscle that you lost as you got a little older. Put on the pounds and lost the muscle. So let's change that whole thing. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and you will get the, well, it's actually... you can buy three bottles at the regular price less 10%. And then if you buy more than that, you get the fourth bottle free. Got to check the box DJV, though, at toploss.com to make sure that you're prepared for the holidays, get on the program, keep your weight where you want it, and still enjoy eating. Eating is good for you. It's good psychologically. Not good to gain the weight psychologically, but it's great to eat. So toploss.com, code DJV for Calitrin. 21 after the hour here on the Thanksgiving program. This is the DJV Show.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutriMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You saw, this is Devin Lima, the lead singer of the boy band LFO, who died of cancer yesterday, 41 years old. He had surgery last year to remove a tumor. His bandmate, Brad Fischetti, said that in the video that was posted on the website, the tumor was the size of a football. Surgery was smooth. They didn't have to take out any of the organs they thought they might have. Later that month, Fischetti revealed that this fellow, Devin Lima, had stage 4 adrenal cancer. Manager said last October, "We really are hoping that if this wasn't cancer, we could actually get Devin back in shape so that they could go out on the road. But that's not going to happen, obviously. Complete guess." So who else is in this group that would be? Let's see, Rich Cronin, another one of the group.
Just the two of them.
Died of leukemia. 36.
I know.
Good God, where have these guys been playing? That's what I'd want to look at first. Seriously.
Yeah, where were they
what's
from?
What's around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
I'd want to know that, frankly. So anyway, if you are into those boy bands of the early 2000s, that's the story. Too bad.
This is the song, actually, that they released last summer, a couple
Perfect
of months
before.
Yeah. They released this as sort of their comeback, and then 3 months later, he had the surgery, and they found the tumor. And I didn't even know. We were just talking about this off the air. I know what your adrenal system is, but I didn't know you could get adrenal cancer. I've never heard of that.
Well, some people have their adrenal gland.
And this was aggressive. He died quickly.
Yeah, we're not far, I think, from the thyroid, if I remember correctly. But it's in that area. And those things that are connected to the lymph system, that stuff is really deadly.
Yeah.
Really, really deadly.
Very sad.
All right, so we'll have a good thought for him. Meanwhile, as it is Thanksgiving, songs for Thanksgiving fall into, I think, three categories. First, there are songs recorded just for the holiday, like this one from Little Eva. Let's do the turkey trot. Gobble, gobble, ding, ding. Try Little Eva had a couple of hits after Locomotion. This sounded just like the Locomotion with a different word.
It does, yeah.
And, same thing. All right, here's another one for Thanksgiving. This is the Reverend Horton Heat. The song's about Thanksgiving foods, potatoes, turkeys, pies, that sort of thing. That certainly is what this is all about. The one that I kind of, that's Dee Dee Sharp and the mashed potatoes. Well, all right, play the gravy.
Hungry.
yeah. Play the gravy song from Dee Dee Sharp.
Gravy.
Yeah, you get mashed potatoes and gravy.
See, this is a woman after my own heart. Two songs about mashed potatoes.
All right, well, there's the James. You got the James Brown version of mashed potato. This is early James Brown, dedicated to probably the most important part of the meal, as far as I'm concerned, the mashed potato. Listen to this. This guy was crazy. Listen to this. Typical. Let's see, what do we have for other... Jay and the Techniques! Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie! That's my favorite Thanksgiving song, I think. Ladies know this song?
I don't know this one.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And then there's Quincy Jones, who did something silly early in his career called Groovy Gravy. Boy, he was the producer behind all the albums, the Michael Jackson Thriller album. He had a long career in jazz, and he finds inspiration in gravy here. How about that? Gravy. Hello. It's an instrumental tune. Yeah.
And then the classic.
Yep.
Adam Sandler.
Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable.
So we ought to play the whole thing. We'll do that in the next half hour. This is a classic along with his Hanukkah song. It's 28 past the hour in the DJV program.
Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey and I take a nap.
Under the hood. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. If you look under the hood of a race car, you'll see components and parts that make up an extremely powerful engine. If you look into the head of a human, you'll see a brain that built that powerful race car engine. Under the hood of our skulls is a 3-pound universe whose imagination has no limits, no boundaries. And then, somewhere along the way, we allow others to influence us to impose limits on our boundless minds. But why? Or perhaps more importantly, what can we do about it? Quite frankly, we can unfetter whatever ties us to the belief that we have limits. In fact, for you, right here and now, is the time and place to step back and recognize the power that's under your proverbial hood. Your mind has no limits. For more inspiration and motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
To beauty, Black Friday is more like Glam Friday with extra glitter. So get ready for eye-catching gifts like dramatic mascaras from Tarte and Urban Decay for only $10, or the All Stars Kit from MAC for only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And happy Thanksgiving. The holiday could be the coldest on record in the nation's east, and wind chills making it feel even colder as the tens of thousands lining the streets of New York for its annual parade well know.
Go to the Ninth Circuit and it's a disgrace, and I'm going to put in a major complaint because you cannot win if you're us a case in the Ninth Circuit.
President Trump complains after a federal judge blocks his order that denied illegal immigrants from requesting asylum.
This was an Obama judge.
In a rare public statement, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts took issue with that statement, but on Twitter, President Trump then insisted there are indeed such things, saying Obama judges have a much different view than the people who are charged with the safety of our nation. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Jennifer is not with us today, but Victoria and Kara are here. I'm Doug Steffen. Matter of fact, Victoria is ready to start running out of the box with a trending story. What do you have?
Well, 287 people are very, very thankful on this Thanksgiving because they were traveling on an Amtrak train to New York City last night at around 7:20 Eastern time when two of the cars separated from the engine while the train was en route. And the scary thing is, well, first of all, no one was injured, which is wonderful.
Was it an Acela fast train or was it a regular stop in every town train?
It doesn't say. I think it was just a regular Amtrak train. I don't think it was an Acela. It was it was traveling originally from Montreal, and so it was on its final destination was New York City. However, this accident happened near Albany, and the Amtrak people said that two of the cars somehow just separated from the train. One of the interesting things is as the cars separated off, there were people in the cars that separated from the rest of the train. So that's horrific right there.
There's a bad movie about to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It feels like a movie. So the train was completely full, obviously, because everyone was on their way to New York City and Thanksgiving and everything else. And so one of the passengers heard a noise and turned around and actually saw the two cars rip apart from the train behind him. A passenger next to him jumped up and had the wherewithal to pull the emergency brake, and he smelled smoke, so he even grabbed a fire extinguisher. It turns out he is a college student. His name is Reuben Clark. He's being hailed as the hero who saved everyone. He is a student at Rensselaer Polytechnical Institute, and he was on his way home to visit family, and everyone in the two cars that separated said that he saved their life, and when the car broke off, no one seemed to know that that had happened, and he, you know, by pulling the emergency brake, the train was able to stop, and Amtrak is now investigating what happened. But
I'll tell you what happened.
A nightmare.
I know exactly what happened. There are couplers. This is what happened.
No, it's fine.
And the cold hit Montreal before it got to us, and the single digit numbers up there. The trains when they hit, oftentimes the first cold weather, there are two things that keep the cars hooked up. There's a coupler. If you had Lionel trains when you were a kid, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The coupler is what fuses the trains, the cars together. And then there's also an airline. It's actually, these days, it's about a 2-inch line. And with it are all the electrical connections that go from car to car from the engine. The engine isn't, the train's not powered by the engine. The engine powers the electric unit, which runs the not only the wheels and all of the tools that it takes to run the locomotive, but also all the electricity that's in all the cars. Heat, light, all of that stuff goes through these tubes. And there's so much moisture because of the fact that it's air-conditioned, the ventilation, the moisture mounts up on the connecting tubes, and they can't sometimes get a complete seal. So I could see that happening, someone doing that. And if there was ice on the, I call your attention to that movie that Denzel Washington and Chris Pine were in. I forget what the name of it was, probably 6, 7, 8 years ago, about the runaway train. And Denzel Washington was the engineer on the locomotive that caught the train. Anyway, this story is, everybody's seen the movie. But you look at down as they are trying to figure out how to get the cars, keep them together, and hook up to the cars. That's where you see all this mechanism.
I wonder if they were able to attach the two cars again, or if
they would
them out.
No,
because it looked like there are some pictures that people took, and you can see where it just snapped off and metal crumbled and looked like just a mess. Yeah. And it was freezing cold too.
Well,
you're up in Albany, and
not
fun.
Pleasant. As I said a little while ago, this is January weather. I have 12 degrees at my barn on the farm here this morning, and not a pleasant picture. All right, so it worked out well for them. A lot of football games today. I noticed Tom Brady has landed on the Patriots injury list. He was he practiced a little bit yesterday, got a knee injury last weekend, and it's the first time he's been on the injury list this season. But quarterbacks get sacked all the time, right? Don't they always get hurt?
He doesn't. That's why he's lasted
That's
so long.
That's why he's accepted, I guess, right?
Yeah,
but he's taking the week off, apparently. He's completed 65% of his passes for 2,700 yards so far this season. 17 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, yada, yada. He's creeping up on 1,000 rushing yards for his career. So, if you're a Patriots fan or you like Tom Brady, or too bad Jennifer isn't here because Gronk, who's missed several games this season on the injury list as well, ankle, back injury, that kind of stuff, he's not around. What is there about Gronk? Why does everybody like this guy?
You know, because he doesn't take himself seriously, and he's just really funny. He's a funny, goofy guy. He's crashed weddings. He's just, he's like an overgrown frat guy, but like not a bad frat guy, a fun one.
Yeah. All right, so that's that story. Thanksgiving upon us, the music of the day, the food of the day, thinking thoughts, the, I was thinking, actually, as in a reflective mood here today for a lot of different reasons. The first time I had dinner with a lady friend on Thanksgiving, we went out to dinner, and I remember what my mother and father didn't teach me a lot of stuff, but one of the things they taught me were good manners. So, gentlemen, remember what your mother told you or your father told you. Be sure to help seat the ladies at the table when you go. And maybe that's not just at a restaurant. I still do it now. Does Lewis do it for you when you go out to a restaurant, Victoria?
Yes, I have schooled him properly.
Yes, I would have thought, yes.
Yes, I had to teach him a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, it's funny. At the Thanksgiving table, the first Thanksgiving that I had at his family's house, I was furious with him because I was, you know, it was a big long table and I was still eating and he finished and he just kind of pushed away from the table to get up and go watch football. And I kind of grabbed his shirt and I yanked him back down. I said, I am still eating.
Yes.
Sit back down.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
All right. So you mentioned the first Thanksgiving you had together. First Thanksgiving in America is the story.
A total
there's
farce,
a legend.
But let's tell the story.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it actually is a total farce.
Yeah.
It's not at all. It's like the revisionist history that you learned in high school or junior high school or whatever it is. It's all wrong. It is really. The pilgrims and the natives did gather around a campfire. It wasn't on Thanksgiving, though. Stuff. The first holiday ever in the U.S. was November 26th, 1789. It wasn't back in 1620 or
Plymouth
whatever.
Plymouth Rock.
Yeah, Plymouth Rock. Which, by the way, if you've never seen it, is quite small. If you've never seen Plymouth Rock.
The actual rock, yeah.
The rock is not big at all.
Right.
So let's see here. In 1789, both houses of Congress requested that President Washington proclaim today the day public Thanksgiving and prayer observed by acknowledging the grateful things, or the things we have to be grateful for, especially the fact that God has afforded them. This is taken directly from what was scripted by somebody. Old George agreed to underscore the opportunities and the ability that we had to peaceably establish a form of government that allowed its citizens to live safely and happily. I thought that was pretty interesting. And then some other presidents made one-time Thanksgiving holidays. 1827, Mrs. Sarah Hale began lobbying presidents for the creation of Thanksgiving as a national holiday. And it didn't become a national holiday until Abraham Lincoln got the ball rolling with his 1863 Thanksgiving proclamation. That was actually the first real Thanksgiving. And because here we are, the fourth Thursday of November, people say, well, why is it on that day? And it was because Franklin Roosevelt, 1939, changed it from Abe Lincoln's designation as the last Thursday in November, which could be the fifth Thursday. It's too close to Christmas, blah, blah, blah. So they were even thinking about that then. It became the fourth Thursday, so there would be enough room for businesses to sell the appropriate amount of material gains necessary for having a good Christmas Eve. They were thinking about that back in 1939.
When Black Friday was created, because businesses were in the black finally. So
yeah,
that's
right. Well, that's what
how
it
that
means.
Whole
in case,
thing, yeah.
Right. Yeah. If you want to explain that, why it's called black? It's not about black and
well, in basic
white, it's black and red.
Yeah, you're in the red or you're in the black. So if you're in the red, then you're in debt, and then if you're in the black, you're making profits. So it was the first time that that companies were, a lot of retail companies were, that's where their profits really came from. And
yeah.
So that's why they call it Black Friday. And, yep. And, you know, and it's, we call it the biggest shopping day of the year and all that other stuff. So, and then now it's been eclipsed by Cyber Monday, but Black Friday was, that's how it started. I don't know when that started though. Do you? Was that also around like the 30s?
What?
Maybe after the Great Depression? I would think it might be tied to the Depression era.
It didn't really get going until after the war. The war was like the Depression because there was nothing. Nobody spent money on anything in the war except the bare necessities because nobody had money.
And everything, yeah.
Yeah, right. So if you want to think about what the first meal was all about and you want to be true to the actual historical Thanksgiving meal, as has been suggested by our pal Victoria, it wasn't turkey, it wasn't cranberries, it wasn't pumpkin pie. They were served eel, duck, venison, and stewed corn. And the drink was beer. It lasted 3 days, and there was a lot of food and a lot of, you know, there were no ball games.
See, I think we've upgraded in terms of food, but I would be okay with officially having Thanksgiving be 3 days long, too. I think that would be
It is kind of. Thanksgiving weekend is kind of. About 90 people were at the first Thanksgiving, and there were 50 of them were English, and 40 of them were Wampanoag Indians. They were called Native Americans. Well, we call them, but they were called, they just were, they didn't, the English didn't know, so they called them Wampanoags because that was the area of Massachusetts where they were. It was called the Wampanoag Swamp. And the Indians there were crucial to the survival of the pilgrims because they provided deer and some of the corn. They taught the English how to fish, and then the next year they taught them how to grow some of the crops that they had. But the first winter was
none of those crops were grown
disaster.
In England.
Yeah, no.
So that was all foreign to the early settlers. They just, you know, if you think about it, even now the stuff that's grown in England is so different from the crops that we grow here.
It is. Yeah, half of these people died after the Thanksgiving feast because the winter was so bad. Well, okay. So. All right. So let's see. Here's a quick quiz for you so you can, we'll bring you back up again. What state produces nearly half of the U.S. cranberry crop?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Kara?
It is New Jersey. New Jersey and Massachusetts are the two
Massachusetts,
big ones.
Yeah.
Okay, then New Jersey is incredibly close behind.
Massachusetts produces twice as many cranberries as New Jersey. Come on. Give her the program, will you please?
Well, Massachusetts is also twice the size. We've got all the cranberry bogs. That's where all the dead bodies are, where the mafia
puts
them.
That's right. How can I?
We combine dead bodies and cranberries. Welcome to New Jersey.
Wow. Makes them taste so good.
Really appealing. Yep. Yum.
Hey. All right, let's get into the Christmas buying mood. Those of you who need new pillows or you think you got somebody on your list that needs new pillows, let's get at it. Go to mypillow.com while you're in the buying mood, maybe right now. You deserve the best. Your friends and neighbors and people you buy for, your family deserve the best. This is a great time to buy these pillows because you can buy any pillow. You know, it's not just pillows you sleep on. There are all kinds of pillows in the catalog. They are the best pillows for sure. So give it a look and then use the code DJV. Buy one at the regular price and get the next one free. No matter what kind of pillows you're buying, if you look over, there are tons of different kinds of pillows. And so in order to have the best rest, sleep well at night, I love the dog pillows, Frank. I just went downstairs to talk to my pal Daisy, and she's on her MyPillow bed. MyPillow, MyPillow.com, everything there. Buy one, get the second one free. Use the code DJV. Happy Thanksgiving, 10 before the hour.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
After the hour, this Thursday, Thanksgiving, the 22nd of November, we are officially two-thirds of the way through the month. It's Tech Talk time now. Victoria Keelan does what she does every day. A lot of people listen to this program on holidays that don't normally get it because their station may have a local host, and we're on earlier in the morning, and now they carry us longer because they know we're here live, and their lazy son of a gun, who is the morning show guy, isn't there on holiday. So hello to all of those of you who are there that don't necessarily listen to this hour of the program. This portion of the program is a focus on technology for dummies like me. It's, we should call it, instead of Tech Talk, we should call it Technology for Dummies. I think it's probably a book. Isn't there one of the dummy books?
That's lots of them.
All right, so anyway, those of you, I don't like that word dummy, though. It's those of, let's say, simple technology. Instagram is changing user profiles. I'm going to pay a close attention to comments. I'm just starting to use Instagram, so what do we have that we need to know about here?
They're testing out some new profile layouts. So over the next several weeks, you might see some features rearranged. So when you go onto your profile, you may see some buttons are in different places. They are looking to move around some of the icons, the way that you navigate between the tabs. The photo grids, though, where your actual photos are, that's all staying the same, so you don't have to worry about that. These are going to be sort of minor tweaks. The most notable part of the redesign is that the follower counts, how many people are following you, has been really de-emphasized. It's no longer right at the top of your profile. It's now moved, and it's in a much, much smaller font. They really, for whatever reason, Instagram really wants to focus on the quality of your page and how and your interactions with people. They really want to focus less on how many followers you have. And so Twitter's also focusing on that now, too. They moved your follower count to a different spot, and it's also much smaller. So the emphasis, for some reason, I guess they've gotten feedback that people don't like having the number of followers glaring at you when you go onto someone's profile, I guess. But for business accounts, excuse me, there's a shop tab now, which is very cool. And they've been talking about doing this for a while. People already are shopping on Instagram. They're using the link to people's websites. Now you can actually shop directly from Instagram. You don't have to leave the site. So the shop tab is there. There's directions, call, and start order. And that's all for business and retail accounts. That's very cool. And that certainly will keep people on the platform longer. And Instagram says it's working on the changes. They'll be testing out different combinations over the next few weeks. So, they are really experimenting, and they are looking for feedback. So you can hit up Instagram with whatever your feedback is, and they are listening.
I have to figure out how to get on easily. That's where I am.
Tap open the app.
Yeah, I know. But I want to do it on my personal computer, not on my iPhone necessarily.
Oh, you can. They have a desktop version.
Okay. We'll figure that out. Meanwhile, video game company Atari releasing a pair of new handheld games. Here's the story.
You can never have enough Atari, and while we all wait for the mysterious new gaming console, between now and then, they will release a pair of small, inexpensive products with classic Atari games. First is a plug-and-play joystick that looks just like the peripheral of the old classic 2600, and there will be different versions depending on what type of display you want to connect it to. Next up is a one-piece handheld, styled in the way of the 2600, but with as many as 50 classic games displayed on a small Game Boy-sized screen. The joysticks are expected to be about $50 and the handheld $35. You can look for their release around Black Friday in November, but if you want a sneak preview, we've put a link on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
Brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Let's keep going here, Victoria. What about social networks? There seems to be a new focus. Is this a survey?
Yep, new survey of 4,000 American adults shows that they are feeling less certain than ever about their social media accounts. It's the second year that the poll's been conducted, and in the past, there's been a 15-point spike in the number of people who fear the federal government won't do enough to regulate big tech companies, and now 55% of those polled share that concern. In the same period, there was a 14% increase in those who feel technology has hurt democracy and free speech. And the disdain for social media is actually fully bipartisan at this point. Republicans now believe social media is worse for democracy and free speech than Democrats do. And if you think it's all fake with the news media, you are probably the worst at actually spotting fake news. So that's one of the biggest findings.
All right, good. Good report. Victoria and Doug on the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.